It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A trip through Washington, D.C. neighborhoods away from yesterday's shooting revealed an atmosphere that seemed normal. The death toll and even early reports of additional gunmen had little outward effect. People sat outdoors at a coffee shop. Children's voices echoed from a schoolyard. A man shook a cigarette out of a pack. It is possible to appreciate this entirely appropriate calm and still wish we hadn't had so many chances to grow accustomed to mass shootings.
Close by the Washington Navy Yard, greater tension necessarily prevailed. People took shelter in schools and government buildings. They were responding to news that a gunman at the Navy Yard opened fire. 13 people, including the gunman, were killed. At least 8 more were injured. The Navy Yard employees who saw the shooter included Todd Brundage.
As he came around the corner, he aimed his gun at us, and he fired at least 2 or 3 shots. And we ran down the stairs to get out of the building. And after we left the building, there were still shots in the building.
By late morning, authorities said the shooter was neutralized, as they put it. Air traffic was suspended for a time at the nearby airport. Parking lot for the Washington Nationals baseball team became a command center. The team canceled its evening game.